What the buck?
I did happen to catch the YouTube Republican debate. The cruise ship I was on had like 5 channels, one of which was Boomerang, so I saw lots of awesome cartoons that I would never watch in real life, but confined to a stateroom with 5 channels, I rather enjoyed it. I did have CNN and did see the YouTube Republican debates. Now, I don't like talking about politics because the moment you do, it bothers many people who otherwise enjoy you. Stick to talking about things you know, like Britney's vagina, unsubscribed! But I will offer a few overall comments. These bitches are scary. It was a lot rowdier than the Democratic debate. There was a lot of booing. One guy kept booing everyone except John McCain. Going by looks, which is what I'm going by because they all sound the same. Most of them don't want gays in the military, want to overturn Roe versus Wade, and send Hillary to Mars. Bill already tried that. Sorry, guys. I died when Fred Thompson, who I so admired in the movie Feds with Rebecca De Mornay, Rent It, he said his first priority as president would be overturning Roe versus Wade. I was like, holy crap, I think you got some other stuff to do first, dude. You gotta get rid of the bag under your eyes. Considering what Bill Clinton looked like when he went into the White House and what he looked like when he came out, if you go in looking like that, you may not come out. Based on looks, I guess you'd have to give it to Romney. He has nice dark hair and a full set of teeth. If we have to look at one of these guys for 4 years, shouldn't he or she be hot? It's only fair. People like Kennedy so much. He was a total Betty, and Clinton was handsome, and Reagan was the original McDreamy when I was growing up. I had a picture of him in my bedroom right next to Michael J. Fox and Jason Bateman and one of Alyssa Milano to throw people off my gay scent. The other candidates are Fugger and Granddaddy Fug. In conclusion, I like cartoons better than politics and think our president should be hot.